George Tenet had also been asked to stay on from Clinton to Bush. He and I regularly commiserated that al-Qaeda was not being addressed more seriously. We agreed that Tenet would ensure that the president's daily briefings would continue to be replete with threat information on al-Qaeda. President Bush, reading the intelligence every day and noticing that there was a lot about al-Qaeda, asked Condi Rice why it was that we couldn't stop swatting flies and eliminate al-Qaeda. Rice told me about the conversation and asked how the plan to get al-Qaeda was coming in the deputies committee. "It can be presented to the principals in 2 days, whenever we can get a meeting," I pressed. Rice promised to get to it soon. Time passed. Around this time, George Tenet's calls to me about threatening intelligence reports became more frequent, and the information was good. There were a growing number of reports that al-Qaeda's operational pace was picking up. Cells were discovered and rounded up by security services in Italy, France, and Germany. There were reliable reports of a threat to the U.S. Navy in Bahrain, causing me to call the Bahraini Crown Prince on a yacht in the Mediterranean to ask for increased security for our naval base and access to recently arrested al-Qaeda prisoners. The Italians had credible reports that there would be an attempt to attack the G7 summit in Genoa, causing the counterterrorism security group to review plans for that meeting with the Secret Service and the Department of Defense. By late June, Tenet and I were convinced that a major series of attacks was about to come. "It's my sixth sense, but I can feel it coming. This is going to be a big one," Tenet told me. During the spring, as initial policy debates in the administration began, I emailed Condi Rice and National Security Council staff colleagues that al-Qaeda was trying to kill Americans, to have hundreds of dead in the streets of America. During the first week in July, I convened the counterterrorism security group and asked each agency to consider itself on full alert. I asked the agencies to cancel summer vacations and official travel for the counterterrorism response staffs. Each agency should report anything unusual, even if a sparrow should fall from a tree. I asked the FBI to send another warning to the 18,000 police departments, State to alert the embassies, and the Defense Department to go to threat condition Delta. The Navy moved ships out of Bahrain. The next day, I asked the senior security officials at FAA, Immigration, Secret Service, Coast Guard, Customs, and the Federal Protective Service to meet at the White House. I asked the FAA to send another security warning to the airlines and airports and requested special scrutiny at the ports of entry. We considered a broad public warning, but we had no proof or specificity. What would it say? "A terrorist group you've never heard of may be planning to do something, somewhere." The FBI joined us, as well as a senior CIA counterterrorism expert, who explained that the CIA believed al-Qaeda was preparing something. When he was done, I added what I had already told the counterterrorism security group agencies. "You've just heard that CIA thinks al-Qaeda is planning a major attack on us. So do I. You heard CIA say it would probably be in Israel or Saudi Arabia. Maybe. But maybe it'll be here. Just because there's no evidence that says it'll be here does not mean it will be overseas. They may try to hit us at home. You have to assume that is what they're going to try to do. Cancel summer vacations. Schedule overtime. Have your terrorist reaction teams on alert to move fast. Tell me, tell each other about anything unusual." Somewhere in the CIA, there was information that two known al-Qaeda terrorists had come into the United States. Somewhere in the FBI, there was information that strange things had been going on at flight schools in the United States. None of that information got to me or to the White House. It apparently did not even make it up the FBI chain to Dale Watson, the executive assistant director in charge of counterterrorism.